Floor by floor we fought. 5 bloody and costly weeks to clear the entire building. By the time our climb was through and the building was secure, our numbers were reduced to 36. 12 brave and beautiful souls lost. But their sacrifices were not in vain. We had our home, our tower. Word of our success spread like wildfire. Every day, more and more survivors found their way to our gates, and we welcomed them with arms wide open. We had the room to grow, and we grew quickly. In those early days, we were unified, and as a result, we were prosperous. One collective mind, one collective vision. They allowed us to regain control of our lives. But as the population grew, dissent found its way into the collective and reared its ugly head at the most difficult of times. And what did we do? Did we crumble? Did we change our course? No. We persevered, as we have from the beginning. We knew that our future remained bright if we stayed committed to what brought us to our tower in the first place. So let us not allow all the noise to knock us back down to the ground from the heights we have already achieved. Let us continue to climb together. We must cut loose those who burden us with their petty squabbles, their poisonous minds, and their freeloading ways. Trust in Mama when I say we are better off without them. Have I ever steered you wrong?